Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Empower Your Life Summit. I'm Sue Erta, and as you know, if you've been listening to the summit, we are so grateful that you made this decision to be here with us today because you're honoring yourself with this special time and listening to these amazing women who are the authors of this upcoming book, Empower Your Life. They are sharing their stories. They're sharing the life lessons that they have learned so you can have more ease and grace and joy along your own life journey. And today, I'm very happy to be talking with Roseanne Dawes. She's another incredible woman that I get the honor of interviewing. And I'm going to read a brief introduction of Roseanne, and then we'll get started talking with her. Roseanne Dawes is a health and life coach dedicated to helping her clients see the beauty in the world and achieve balance in their lives. She holds a master's degree in elementary education with an emphasis in music, is certified in several energy healing modalities, and has a wealth of life experiences, all of which she incorporates into her practice to create a unique healing experience for each person seeking her assistance. Aside from her husband, four children, and two beautiful grandchildren, Roseanne's greatest joy is looking at the possibilities life has to offer and receiving inspired ideas to make things happen. And Roseanne, I'm happy to talk with you today. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you, Sue, for interviewing me today.
Oh, yes. It's my pleasure, really. And I love your topic, I Choose Me, Claiming Your Self-Worth and Confidence. And this is a big one. You know, a lot of people put other people before themselves, and there's a lot of good that can happen from that. But I Choose Me is so powerful, and looking forward to what you have to say about that. You know, I know, Roseanne, that you are now a confident woman. Would you say there's a time in your life when your confidence was lacking?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Most of it. that was one thing that constantly, I just never felt good about me. And I always felt like I just wanted to be in the background and just kind of when I'm out and about, whether I'm at church or in the community or whatever, I always found myself just wanting to be in the back corner. It's like, don't look at me, don't see me, you know? And it's just, that was my biggest struggle. About 3 years ago, it was the culminating event, and I found myself coming back from first grade. I taught first grade, and every day I would go in to school, I would teach my day, and I would love those kids. I really would, and I love my job as a teacher because I'm a teacher at heart, but it was like something shifted in me every time I came home. I would come home. Actually, I'd stop at some store and get a bunch of junk food, and I would just come home and lock myself in the basement, watch my little Hallmark movies because I'm a Hallmark lover, and yeah. I would just eat junk all night long because I didn't want to feel that anymore. I was so tired of feeling so ashamed of myself, and it was a horrible feeling, and I didn't really think I was depressed. Now that I look back, I feel like there was a lot of that going on, but wow. And my loving husband, he is just a trooper. He just always knew our whole married life. We've been married almost 25 years, Sue.
Wow.
And yes, and I just love him. He has put up with a lot, but he is such a loving, caring man, and he would do everything to support me and help me and just love me along the journey. I'm forever grateful for that. Mm. But it was about the fall of 2014, and I just realized I wasn't living life. I had three teenage girls at home. I had a son on an LDS mission. I had a married or a daughter coming home, too. And I had three teenage girls and even an exchange student at the time. And I wasn't living life. I was just hiding out. And they were on drill team and softball and volleyball. And I just did not even want to be out at all. And it wasn't until I realized that my body was so out of balance that I just needed to work on myself physically. But throughout that process, that year, I lost 136 pounds in a year doing it, just focusing on my body, but I needed to focus on my mind as well. But then I also found that my financial situation, once I started balancing my body and my mind, then my financial situation started to balance out too. But throughout the whole thing, woven throughout the whole experience through that year was a spiritual experience and a spiritual awareness that needed to just kind of weave through in each of those experiences. And it was at that time when I realized there is so much more to life. Life is worth living. And my body in this state right now is exactly what I need to learn and grow. So, wow, confidence right now, that is the biggest thing right now. It's like, you know what? Look at me. See me. Here I am, and let me share with you. If you're open, let me share with you, because let's walk this life and journey together.
Mm. I love that, you know, and congratulations. That's, you know, a huge deal to lose that much weight, especially in that period of time, I think. And so that was a humongous, I love that word, humongous shift for you. And then, you know, I just want to say, how did that affect your children when you were on that journey and experiencing this, what you call a spiritual experience and losing the weight and focusing on yourself? How did that affect your kids?
Well, like I said, there was, I actually had two children, a daughter and a son, on an LDS mission. And when they left on their mission, they were gone 18 months or 2 years. And when they left on their mission, they knew this depressed mom that just kind of went to work, took care of her first graders, would come home and lock herself up and just, and she was angry a lot. She would be so impatient. And that's what they knew. And it wasn't until my daughter, who came home in April that next year, and then my son in August, they came home to a new mom. They didn't even recognize me. The way they would just watch me and they would see me interact with the two younger ones, the teenagers that were still at home. And I remember my daughter coming home from her mission and she just said, "Who are you? Like, I don't even recognize how you're even handling these situations." You know, teenagers with the decisions that they make, and they're ones that I'm like, what are you thinking? You know, that type of thing. But I handled them just more calm and peaceful because I knew at that point I was confident with me, and I was confident now in these situations that I realized that it doesn't matter. Everything is going to work out exactly how it should. And I just had this inner peace and confidence that I know comes from my higher power, from my Heavenly Father. And I just, I'm amazed at just the outlook on it. And my kids, that's what they recognized was, wow, this is a different person in just a year's time. Amazing. Mm.
Yeah, amazing is right. And what a beautiful example for them that it, you can change, you know, things, you can do that. And it's really important. And, you know, so there's a lot of things that are involved with this process of gaining your confidence. And one of them is self-worth. How do you think self-worth makes a difference in long-term success?
You know, I was taking a year's course, Triumph Life Coaching, and the whole basis of that is what they call the Enough Equation. And the Enough Equation is worth plus power equals safety. And we just took that first part of that equation of just worth. And what I had learned from that very first experience in that whole coaching opportunity was this is something we were born with. Our worth is set. Everything else is just an experience. And I just, that was just such an inner truth. My core felt it. My spirit felt it. I just knew my worth was set. It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter what happens to me or how I react. Those are just experiences. And my worth is set. Nothing is going to change that. And it is so valuable. We'll talk about worth and value. It is, we are valued among, I mean, everybody is just, their worth is set. It doesn't matter what we do. And when I realized that, when that just hit home and I realized that, I just said, wow, okay, this is just an experience. And I no longer have to compare myself to myself or even other people. It's just like, I'm just going to, if I'm in that comparison mode, I'm not good enough because I didn't do it that way or whatever. I'm in that comparison mode. And I found myself, I was so robbed of the joy in these experiences. And when I realized that my worth is set, all these are experiences, I started to experience that joy and just found that inner peace and confidence once again, just knowing who I am and what I'm here for. And it is to enjoy life, everything, ins, out, everything. It is just an amazing experience. Life is worth living.
It absolutely is. That's great. You know, so we're talking about how can this self-worth affect long-term success. Let's define success. What does success mean to you, Roseanne?
You know, that's another thing. I feel like the way I can describe this is each of us through our experiences, we've kind of developed this energetic dictionary in our bodies. And we've defined all of these words because of our experiences. And success is one of those. You know, growing up, I always felt like, oh, okay, if I get married and I have kids, and that's a success. It's like I had written these goals. You know, I was taught from great parents, and these are the things to be successful in life. So if you do this, then you can be successful. If you do this, then you can be successful. And what I realized through these last 3 years is that success is daily and multiple times a day. You know, when my kids come home and they had a, they've done something that I'm not really proud of or whatever, it's like how I handle it is success. You know, if I can handle it calm and peaceful and loving, if they can know that I love them unconditionally, that's a success. And no longer do I have to have this, I call it a destination disease. If you do this, then you'll be happy. If you do this, then you'll be successful. That destination disease just robbed me of so much. And I just realized, nope, success right here in this situation. My husband yesterday came home, had a rough day, and it's like, how can I love him and let him know that I love him unconditionally and I'm here to support him, and that love permeates between the two of us and our home and our children and even the dogs, even the cute little puppy. I mean, they feel it. There's that peace. And to me, that is success. And I can lay down at night and I can say, you know what? Thank you, Heavenly Father. This was a successful day and I am so, so grateful. So success is in every day.
I love that. And, you know, you mentioned destination disease, and I know so many people that have that. And I used to suffer from that myself, and I no longer have that. But, you know, I think, Roseanne, that there's some kind of balance to be had, right? So it's like, how do we live for the moment and yet still plan for and work towards the future? Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yes. I work with a company. I quit teaching my first grade job, and I love that. But I just found that my health coaching took off so splendidly that I realized that I couldn't do both, and I was okay. It really took a big leap of faith for me to quit my teaching position to do this full time, but I'm finding joy in the journey. But I just feel like, I'm sorry, what was the question?
So it's like, how do you balance between, you know, that success in the moment, plus, you know, you're going somewhere, like you have goals and desires, but how do you do both, you know, plan for the future,
okay,
work towards the future, and have success right in this moment?
Right. And, okay, so this company that I've been working for, that's one of their things. They're like, we need to act in the now. We need to look ahead in the future and see and visualize. That's, we need to dream. Oh, my goodness, I stopped dreaming. I didn't even know how to dream. About 3 years ago, it was like, okay, I've got my education, I've got my master's degree, I did not want to get a doctorate, and I just felt like I had arrived, like this was the end, and I literally stopped dreaming. And when I realized and started working from home and started working on this personal development, I realized dreaming is a gift, and it's like, what do I want? What more do I want? What can I see myself doing? And I would start to visualize that. And I would do some meditation. I would actually see it, experience it with my five senses. What does it sound like? What does it feel like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? All those things. And I would be in that moment and I would experience it, but I couldn't stay there. That was an important step. But what needed to happen was I need to step back into the now and act. So I would get inspiration too. What do I need to do today or in this moment? There's multiple times where I'm sitting here and it's like, okay, what can I do now? And I just realize, okay, I quickly get a visual of what I'm going for and what can I do right now in this moment. So right now, the balance is still dream, but then act today, right now in this moment.
Absolutely. That's great. Great information, great advice for us. You know, so Roseanne, I know that one of your favorite phrases is own it, own it. How does this apply in your own life?
Oh, my goodness. That's probably one of my favorite phrases that I post on Facebook. When I'm commenting and on my friends, they post things, and whether it's good or bad, I'm just own it. And the whole thing is just like my title, I Choose Me. It's like own me right now. Own my experiences, because in those experiences, good, bad, ugly, splendid, that is helping me grow and become my best self and the best version of myself. So it's like, you know, if it's a nasty thing that we just don't even want to deal with, it's like stepping back, like step away from it and just kind of visualize it standing there in front of you and looking at that and just saying, you know what? That is going to teach me an awesome, awesome lesson. I wonder what it is. And I actually start to even talk to it a little bit in my mind, like, what do you have for me? And I'll just quiet my mind and listen and just realize there is an important lesson in there because I am becoming. I just realize everything that I'm doing is just helping me become the best version of myself. And I'm just going to own it because I'm much happier when I do instead of resist it, because owning it is powerful.
It certainly is. And there's, you know, some people resist, some people blame it on other people. You know, they just say, nope, it's not because of me, it's because of them. But owning it, that's where the power lies. I love that. You know, Roseanne, you titled this interview, I Choose Me. What power lies in choice and making that choice to choose me, to choose yourself?
Yeah, and I referred to the Enough equation a little bit earlier. Worth plus power equals safety. And it is that choice. It's one more thing that we were given. It's a birthright. We were given at birth. We have the power to choose in everything. We are never, never powerless. And the choice is what gives us power. And even if it's something uncomfortable, you always, always have a choice. But when we get into that mindset of, I really don't have a choice. I have to do this, or I should do this. And we have that, you know, shooting on ourselves all the time and that shame that comes along with it. It's like if we just step back again and just say, okay, here's an experience. I do get to have a choice. What are my choices? And just really look at the choices and then make a choice, like verbally, mentally, whatever, make the choice and then step in that direction. At that point, that's when you stand in your power. But so many times I found myself through my life just giving my power away and just doing it because someone else wanted me to. Or I just didn't feel like I had a choice, and so I just had to do it. And there was that resentment that came along with it. And my health, seriously, I was 291 pounds. My health took a toll because I did everything to please other people. And I realized through this, when I stand in my power and I make choices, I have the power to take care of me and then fill my cup up. And then all of a sudden I have a full cup to give and share and love the people that are most valuable in my life. And so that power in choice is so, so valuable.
I agree with you. Now, we do have the power of choice, and some choices are more difficult to make than others. Roseanne, what is a difficult choice you've made in your own life that's helped you to become who you are today?
When I decided, it took me a year, when I decided to resign my teaching position, that was a hard, hard choice because that was my retirement. That was my safety net. You know, I just had to go in every day with my lesson plans and love those six-year-olds. And for a year, I was trying to do both jobs, but that inner voice just kept nudging me, like, Roseanne, there's something else out there. Go in this other direction. Go in that other direction. And I would be wishy-washy for the whole school year that year, just wishy-washy. Do it because I didn't feel safe. It didn't feel safe in my body to do that. But when I finally made that choice, I just remember one morning, it was 8:30 in the morning, and I'm just like, I just got to write this resignation letter. And as soon as I made that choice to write that resignation letter, oh my goodness, this flood of just peace accompanied it. And it was like, I just stood in my power and I know I'm going to be sustained in my efforts. And the decision that I've made, there's going to be amazing things. And I just stand with my eyes wide open, just anticipating the miracles that continue to happen because I stood in my power to make that choice.
I love that. And I know that there are people listening right now who are probably thinking they might want to make a decision like that. And it's so good to hear you say that you did it. And it was tough for you, and you did it. And what resulted for you is just beautiful. So thanks for sharing that. And, you know, Roseanne, this has been great talking with you. And I know that there are going to be people on this call that are going to want to reach out to you. Can you tell us how we can contact you and get more information about you?
You bet. I have got a website, iamroseanne.com, Roseanne spelled R-O-S-E-A-N-N-E, just like Roseanne Barr. So iamroseanne.com. You can also do roseanne.youcanbook.me to schedule a 20-minute free strategy session with me. I just love to connect with people and feel of their love. And, you know, if any of this resonated with you and you're interested in seeing what, you know, what direction, if you're looking to make changes in your life, we can just talk and see if what I have to offer is something that would benefit you. And I just love to talk with you and just feel of your love and your spirit. It is just, it's a blessing in my life. So yes, iamroseanne.com or roseanne.youcanbook.me.
That's great. I appreciate that. And Roseanne, it's been great talking with you today. I feel energized because you have such great energy, and I can feel the power that you have, this empowered being, and you're such a beautiful example for all of us about, you know, making a decision, following that, choosing me, and moving forward with that. So thank you so much for that, because we need that. And by the way, I loved your story in the book. I appreciate you sharing that and just sharing all this great information today. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for having me on today, Sue.
You're welcome. And listeners, thank you for being here. And I am grateful that you gave yourself this gift, because I know that there is something beautiful here for you, too. And I hope you will continue to choose yourself and whatever that means for you. And please continue to listen to the summit. There are more wonderful interviews here for you, great life lessons, great practices that people are sharing with you, and lots of inspiration. So continue to listen to the summit and buy that book on launch day, which is March 20th. It will help you to empower your life. For now, please enjoy your day and choose you. Take care, everybody. Have a great day.